Hi, in this video we will be talking about predictive analytics. We talked about various components of analytics, and predictive analytics is one of the key components of analytics, because it helps you identify what can happen in future using the trends that we notice in the past. Predictive analytics is the process of using the data analytics to make predictions based on the data. The term predictive analytics describes the application of statistics or machine learning technique to create a quantitative prediction about the future. It uses the trend of the past, and basis that it identifies the relationship of the variable which we are trying to identify with other variables, and using this relationship we can identify what can happen in future. So predictive analytics starts with a business goal: to use data to reduce waste, to save time, to cut cost, and to understand what can happen in the future. It could be anything that we could be trying to identify. It could be sales, it could be member who might be coming to the store, it could be products performance, it could be whether a particular person will get a loan or not, and similar variables. You can generate clear, actionable outcomes to support achieving your goals, such as less material waste, less stocked inventory, manufactured product that meets your requirements. So predictive analytics basically helps you in empowering what can happen in future with respect to the variable that you are looking for. The variable that you are looking for will be actually called as dependent variable, and the variable that you will be using to identify the value of dependent variable are known as independent variable. Using the historical data, you will try to identify the relationship between dependent variable and other independent variable, and you will be trying to see what exactly and how exactly these independent variables impacted the dependent variable, and what are the relationship between each dependent and independent variable combinations. Using these and using the algorithms, you will be able to predict the value of dependent variable for the future time period. Predictive analytics draws its power from wide range of methods and technologies, which includes big data, data mining, your statistical modeling, machine learning, your algorithms, assorted mathematical processes. Predictive analytics shifts through current and historical data to detect trends and forecast events. It basically identifies how these things were happening in the past, and bases those trends, it tries to leverage out the future outcome that bases some similar behavior, what can happen in future. With predictive analytics, organization can find and exploit patterns and use them for actionable insights. There are models that can be designed to predict some things or predict a particular variable, and those models will be able to understand what can happen in future, and ultimately will be able to help in planning the actionable insights. Model enable the assessment of either the promise or the risk preferred. You might be predicting about the risk, or you might be predicting about a certain outcome, like what could be the sales of a particular time period, what could be the price of a commodity at a certain time period, and so on. So when you are talking about predictive analytics, the raw form is still the same. The raw material is still the same. It is the data. The data will be huge in this case, and that is where big data will also be coming into the picture. Predictive analytics is often discussed on the context of big data, engineering data, and such large forms of data. Increasingly, businesses make data-driven decisions based on the valuable trove of information that is available in these forms of data. As we all know that for every business, the biggest challenge that they have these days is the competition. There is huge amount of competition for every profitable business. If in case there is a new business which is generating huge amount of profits, there will be competitors as well. So when you want to have an edge over your competitors, you need to improvise your functions. This is where analytics will play a major role. And when you can predict that what can happen in future with respect to a particular action point, you will be able to take your business, take your decisions better. you need to seek an edge in bringing products and services to the crowded market, then only you can perform better than the competitor. The data-driven predictive models can help companies solve long-standing problems in new ways. Companies can also use predictive analytics to create more accurate forecasts. The cutting-edge technologies for big data and machine learning, they extract values from big data. Because now, when the data is huge, the trends will be more. When the trends will be more, you will be able to leverage that more information. And since technology is in your support, you will be able to do these things practically. Businesses apply algorithm to large data sets using tools such as Hadoop, Spark. These data sources might consist of transactional databases, log files, images, videos, sensors, and many other types of data. Tools are necessary to extract insights and trends out of these data, and machine learning techniques are used to find the patterns in the data and to build models that can predict future outcomes. A variety of machine learning algorithms are available, including the non-linear and linear regressions, which helps you identify the proper trends and hence helps you in predicting the value of future with respect to a certain variable. Predictive analytics is a category of data analytics aimed at making predictions. So when you are talking about the future, you are talking about predictive analytics, because here the focus will be to predict what can be the values of future. In predictive analytics, there are three major components that you need to know. That is why it matters, how it matters, and why predictive analytics matters. Once you are able to identify these things, you will be able to use it and leverage it in better way. In a predictive analytics workflow, typically there are few things or few basic steps that you need to perform. First, you need to import data. As we all know, data is the raw form and data is the first step towards every form of analysis. You need to import data, which might be coming from various sources, might be from the web archive, might be from the databases, it might be from the spreadsheets. You need to collect all this data and confine it into a single space or a single table. Once you do this, then you need to clean the data, because every data is not proper in form of modeling aspect. You need to first clean it. You need to remove all the anomalies of the data. You might need to remove the outlier value. You might need to remove the inconsistent values. You might need to remove the missing values, or you might need to fill out the missing values. Once your data is cleaned, you can create and develop an accurate predictive models using the variety of algorithms that are available. Basis your understanding, you will be looking for the apt algorithm that works in your case and in your business case precisely. And once you are able to apply those predictive models, you need to integrate the model. You need to integrate it into a load forecasting system in a production environment, because once it is in production environment, it will start giving results and outputs to you. So when you are talking about predictive analytics workflow, you are basically talking about the few steps that you need to maintain. First, your data. Your data goes into analysis, and your analysis goes into monitoring. When you are doing analysis, you have actually created a whole lot of data and then reports, and basis that you will be doing reporting. And once you will be doing monitoring. Once monitoring is performed, you will be doing predictive analytics. So predictive analytics will be derived from the reporting aspects, from the monitoring aspects, to understand where predictive analytics can actually contribute. Once they are identified and predictive analytics is applied, you will put it into action, and those action points will again generate results and improvised results, and those improvised results will again go into the same chain. There are various benefits of predictive analytics, because as you all know, you are trying to understand what can happen in future, and if you can understand what can happen in future, you can plan things accordingly, you can plan your actions accordingly, you can take your actions accordingly. Predictive analytics makes looking into the future more accurate and reliable than previous tools, and basis that, you will be able to understand which are the major aspects where you need to plan more profoundly. As an example, if you can predict how much sales you will derive in the upcoming festival season, you can plan your actions accordingly. Like, you might need a little bit more workforce, so you can plan in accumulating your workforce accordingly. You might need more inventory, so you can plan your inventory booking accordingly. So all these things activity can be pre-planned once you know what can happen in future. By optimizing marketing campaigns with predictive analytics, organization can also generate new customer responses, because they will be able to understand what exactly customer are demanding and what type of customer will come during particular time period and what will they come for, what type of things they will be looking for, what are the products that can sell in a particular time period. Predictive analytics can also be used to detect and hold various type of criminal behaviors, because if in case certain trends shows that these things lead to a big crime and you are able to identify, or the police force is able to identify in future, they can do the safeguarding steps in advance so that they can stop the crime to happen. There are various examples where predictive analytics can be used, like banking and financial services, wherein they can be used to detect and reduce frauds or risk or major credit risk, or to maximize the opportunity of cross sell or upsells. They can retain their valuable customers, or they can target their valuable customers in a much accurate way. In retail, you can use predictive analytics to analyze the effectiveness of a particular promotional event. You can determine which offers are more appropriate for the customer. You can determine which customer will come. You can determine what type of products will sell. You can determine what type of sales you can expect during a particular period of time. In oil, gas, and utility sector, you can use predictive analytics to predict equipment failures. You can identify the future resource needs, and basis that you can plan your inventories in advance. You can mitigate safety and reliable risk. You can improve overall performance of the business. You can also use predictive analytics in various other sectors like government and public sector, wherein you can use it for improving service and performances. You can detect and prevent frauds. You can better understand consumer behavior. You can enhance cyber security. You can understand how services should be performed and what type of services will be in demand. In health insurance, you can use predictive analytics in identifying the claim frauds or detecting the claim frauds. You can identify the patients most at risk of chronic diseases, and you can plan your insurance accordingly. You can use analytics to identify those who are not adhering to prescribed treatments, and you can plan your prescription elements as well using predictive analytics. While in manufacturing, you can use predictive analytics to reduce quality and production failures. You can use predictive analytics to optimize the parts. You can use predictive analytics to service resources and distribution. In automotive sector, if we talk about predictive analytics, we can use it to develop driver assistance technologies. We can use predictive analytics to new autonomous vehicles, which can derive what can be the outcome, or which can basically be, there could be self-driven cars which can be which can understand that what can be expected in the road ahead, and hence they take action accordingly. While in some other sectors like aerospace, monitoring aircraft engine health can be performed using predictive analytics to improve aircraft uptime and reduce time, their maintenance cost. They can be predicted using predictive analytics techniques. In energy production, you can use them for forecasting electricity prices, their supplies, their demands. In industry automation and machinery, you can use predictive analytics to predict the machine failures, because if you can predict the machine failures, you will be able to plan them accordingly, because it will ultimately lead to the downtime of the machinery. And if in case you can safeguard, you can actually save a lot of money over there. Few of the examples also include the medical devices where pattern detection algorithm is used to spot the asthma and many other diseases. In manufacturing, there are cases where in the location and rate of machine failures have been identified using predictive analytics techniques. In law enforcement, if there is a crime trend at a certain geography or a certain neighborhood, that can be in this case predictive analytics can be really, really helpful. So we all know the power of predictive analytics, so it also becomes a major thing to understand that which are the tools which can help you do predictive analytics in a more appropriate way and more useful way, because every tool has a major learning attributes, required certain workforces. Some are complicated, some are easier to use, and it becomes extremely important to understand that which are the major tool in the industry which can be used for predictive analytics techniques. There are various tools like Axiom is there, IBM is there, information builders are there, Microsoft has certain tools, even you can create predictive models on Excel as well if data is not that huge. SAP has tools which can support you in predictive analytics. SAS is completely dedicated to is a completely dedicated software dedicated to machine learning and predictive analytics techniques. Tableau can be used for to do certain amount of predictive analytics. Teradata can be used to derive the data and then hence do predictive analytics. TIBCO can be used. There are many open source tools as well, like R software is used as a statistical tool to create predictive models. Python is used these days to create predictive models. All these tools helps you create predictive algorithms or predictive models, which are then leveraged out or analyzed and hence put into action. There are some typical type of predictive models which include customer lifetime value model, wherein you try to identify that how much value this customer can generate for the business. There could be customer segmentation model which you can group the various type of consumers and hence can plan their actions accordingly. To give you one example, let's suppose you have a different type of consumers who have different likeliness, and you want to create marketing strategies for those consumers. So what you can do is, if you have millions of consumers, you can create a segmentation of those consumers, and if all the segments will contain a set of consumers which have a similar needs or which have a similar shopping habits, basis that you can plan their marketing activities accordingly, and those marketing activities will be targeted to each and every segment and will be different for each and every segment, and basis that you can derive more out of your customer. So these segmentation models are extremely useful when you are targeting a huge population. Then there could be predictive maintenance models which can forecast the chances of essential equipments breaking down. If in case they can be predicted, the downtime could be reduced or the downtime could be removed out of the system. There could be quality assurance model which can spot and prevent defects to avoid disappointments and extra cost when providing the product or services to the consumers. When you are talking about predictive modeling and working techniques, there are two types of predictive models. One are classification models and the other one are regression models. Both are a way of prediction models only. The classification models classifies the output in one of the predefined categories, wherein regression models generally have a doesn't have a predefined categories, gives you output as and when it can generate on the basis of the values. To give you one example, if in case I am trying to identify that whether a particular person will apply for credit card or not, it's a yes and no problem. So there are predefined categories of yes and no. And if in case I need to create a model to identify whether this person will apply for the credit card or not, this will become a classification problem. Whereas if in case I am trying to identify the price of a certain commodity and I am trying to predict the price of a certain commodity, here I don't have predefined categories. I am just open to any value. So in such scenarios, the output, the type of model that will be used is regression model, because the value is not limited to certain categories. It is open and could have any type of value. Three of the most widely used predictive modeling techniques are decision trees, regressions, and neural networks. They are the components or they are the algorithms which are applied while creating predictive analytics models. To understand these predictive analytics models, let's go and step by step and understand what exactly is required and what exactly is done in these three type of techniques. First, regression. When you talk about regression, you're basically trying to identify the relationship between a dependent variable and an independent variable. Now, what is the meaning of dependent and independent variable? The dependent variable is the type of variable which you're trying to predict or you are trying to analyze, whereas the independent variable are those variable which will help you identify the value of dependent variable. To give you one example, let's suppose you go to a particular place every Sundays at a particular time. So if you leave at 9, you reach around 11, so it takes around 2 hours. So when you want to predict that at what point of time you will reach, there are various factors which will involve your travel time. This could be the time at which you left your home, the mode of transport you took, the path you took, the weather that you have. It could be rainy, it could be sunny, it could impact your travel time as well. So the time at which you will reach is your dependent variable, because you are trying to predict this variable. And the other variables will contribute in identifying the value of dependent variable, which will be weather, mode of travel, the path taken, and others. So all these are the and when you are doing regression, it basically means trying to identify the relationship of each and every individual component or individual independent variable towards dependent variable. So how every independent variable impacts the dependent variable. Once you are able to identify that, you can summarize them, and basis that you can calculate the value of dependent variable. Now when you talk about the regression, regression is of again two types. One is of linear type and another one is of logistic type. Linear type is known as linear regression, logistic is known as logistic regression. It is a non-linear type of regression. In linear regression, you have a outcome variable which is continuous in nature, doesn't have a predefined category, doesn't have a predefined values. It can take up any value. As an example, your time at which you will reach it. You could reach at 9, you could reach at 9:05, you could reach at 11, you could reach at 11:30. So it can take up any value. But when you have a limited categories to predict, generally binary values like yes and no, true or false, and so on, the regression that is required is logistic regression. In this, you will be predicting for the two outcomes that you have, whether the person will be going for 1 or for 0. Will that person get admission in the university or not? It's a yes no problem, so it will be solved by logistic regression. So any problem which is a yes no problem or a binary problem or a categorical problem or have a predefined categories, that will be solved via logistic regression. Regression always estimates the relationship between the variable which is dependent and the other independent variable, and basis that it will try to identify the patterns in the data, that how they are impacting the dependent variable, using which our equation will come out, and that equation will leverage out or will be converted into a form of model or will be treated as a model to find the outcome of dependent variable. Next most popular type of predictive analytic technique is decision tree. So what exactly happens in decision tree? It basically is a kind of a flow chart which is used to identify what can happen at last. So there are two type of decision tree. One which is used for classification purpose, and the second one which is used for regression purpose. Yes, decision tree performs both the things, classification as well as regression. That is the reason decision trees are also known as CART, C-A-R-T, CART basically means classification and regression trees. Classification models that partition data into subset based on categories of input variables is decision tree. A decision tree looks like a tree with each branch representing a choice between a number of alternatives. Each leaf representing a classification or a decision. Decision trees are popular because they are easy to understand and interpret. Anybody who is looking at the picture will be able to understand that what exactly is happening and what is the output that they are going to derive. The next form of technique which is used to predict is neural network. They are basically a similar type of structure as our mind, because our mind has neurons. Similarly, neural networks have certain nodes which are treated as neurons. There are sophisticated techniques capable of modeling extremely complex relationships between various data points. The power comes in their ability to handle non-linear relationship in the data as well. Neural networks are based on pattern recognition, some AI processes that graphically model parameter. They work well with no mathematical formula is known that relates inputs to outputs. So if in case you cannot easily identify that how this particular variable impacts the outcome variable, neural network will be able to establish a complex relationship between the two nodes to understand what can happen in future. Predictive modeling working and techniques. Predictive analytics adopters have easy access to a wide range of statistical data mining and machine learning algorithms. Algorithms are generally designed to solve a specific type of business problem. Getting started in predictive analytics isn't exactly as simple as everybody thinks. It's a task that virtually any business can handle as long as one remains committed to the approach, because it needs a bit of understanding of the algorithms, of the tools, of the techniques, of the business problems, and it comprises of everything related to the business, related to the mathematics, related to the tool. Willingness to invest the time and fund is necessary to get a predictive analytics project moving. So why is predictive analytics important? Because it do a lot of activities. To summarize, it can help you detect frauds, it can help you optimize marketing campaigns, it can help you in improving operations, it can help you in reducing risk factors. Common uses of predictive modeling techniques includes all these, which ranges from the detecting fraud to reducing risk to marketing campaigns, and it has applicability in all these sectors. You can easily create a predictive model to identify what will be the output of a particular marketing campaign, which will ultimately help you decide whether this marketing campaign is a good to go or you should avoid doing these campaigns. Let's quickly discuss few case studies by which you will be able to understand the power of predictive analytics and how it can help in solving a business case. This case study is an interesting predictive analytics example with MATLAB, who applies innovative ways to apply predictive analytics using to create new products and services and to solve long-standing problems in new ways. Now to summarize, the MATLAB is a kind of a tool used in predictive analytics techniques, which can process huge amount of data and can easily be considered as one of the best tool in managing huge amount of data and hence creating predictive analytics models. This example illustrates predictive analytics in action. Few of the examples are: Baker Hughes develops predictive maintenance software for gas and oil extraction equipment using data analytics and machine learning. Building IQ develops proactive algorithm for HVAC energy optimization in large scale buildings, heating, ventilation and air conditioning. Systems in large-scale commercial buildings are often inefficient because they do not take into account changing weather patterns, variable energy cost, or the building thermal properties. Building IQ's cloud-based software platform uses advanced algorithm to continuously process gigabytes of information from power meters, thermometers, and HVAC pressure sensors. Building IQ develops proactive algorithms for machine learning is used to segment data and determine the relative contribution of gas, electric, steam and solar power to heating and cooling processes. Optimization is used to determine the best schedule for heating and cooling each building. Throughout the day, the building IQ platforms reduces HVAC energy consumption in large scale commercial building by approximately 10 to 25% during normal operation. Developing detection algorithm to reduce false alarm in intensive care unit. False alarms form electrocardiographs and other patient monitoring devices are a serious problem in intensive care units. Noise from false alarms disturbs patient sleep, and frequent false alarm desensitize clinical staff to genuine warnings. Competitors in the PhysioNet computing in cardiology challenge were tasked with developing algorithms that could distinguish between true and false alarm in signals recorded by ICU monitoring devices. Developing detection algorithm to reduce false alarm in intensive care units. Czech Academy of Sciences researchers won first place in the real-time category of challenge with MATLAB algorithms that can detect QRX complexes, distinguishes between normal and ventricular heartbeats, and filter out false QRS complexes caused by cardiac pacemaker stimuli. The algorithm produced a true positive rate and true negative rate of 92% and 88% respectively. Predictive analytics with MATLAB. To unlock the value of business and engineering data to make informed decision, teams developing predictive analytics application increasingly turn to MATLAB. Using MATLAB tools and functions, one can perform predictive analytics with engineering, scientific and field data, as well as business and transactional data. With MATLAB, you can deploy predictive analytics to large-scale production system and embedded system. Why MATLAB for prediction or predictive analytics? MATLAB analytics works with both business and engineering data. MATLAB has native support for sensors, image, video, telemetry, binary, and other real-time formats. Explore this data using MATLAB Tall Array for Hadoop and Spark, and by commenting interfaces for ODBC or JDBC databases. MATLAB lets engineers do data science themselves. Enable your domain expert to do data science with powerful tools to help them do machine learning, deep learning, statistics optimization, signal analysis, and image processing. MATLAB analytics run in embedded systems. Develop analytics to run on embedded platform by creating portable C and C++ code from MATLAB code. MATLAB analytics deploy to enterprise IT systems. MATLAB integrates into enterprise systems clusters and clouds with a royalty-free deployable runtime. Your data plus MATLAB is basically means success with predictive analytics. In this simplified view, engineering data arrives from sensors, instruments, and connected systems out of in the world. The data is collected and stored in file system, either in house or in cloud. The data is combined with data sourced from traditional business systems such as cost data, sales result, customer complaints, and marketing information. After this, the analytics are developed by an engineer or domain expert using MATLAB. Pre-processing is almost always required to deal with missing data outliers or other unforeseen data quality issues. Following that, analytics methods such as statistics and machine learning are used to produce an analytics, a predictive model of your system. To be useful, that predictive model is then deployed either in a production IT environment, feeding a real-time transaction, or IT system such as an e-commerce site, or to an embedded device, a sensor, a controller, or a smart system in the real world, such as autonomous vehicle. There could be few more live case scenarios that we can discuss about predictive analytics. One being that if in case, let's take one example, if in case you are trying to identify that what could be the sale value of a particular commodity in future, or it what could be a price of a particular commodity when you have various aspect of the of the product available to you. To give you one example, let's suppose you are trying to identify the price of a particular denim brand and you want to understand it basis various aspects which are available. It could be the raw material cost, it could be the type of size, it could be the type of cotton material, it could be supplier, it could be the cost of transportation and so on. Using all these things, what you can do is you can identify or create a relationship using regression algorithm to identify the price of denim product. Basis this relationship, you will be able to understand that what could be the price if the price of a particular or raw material changes, or if a transportation cost changes, or if anything which contributes in the final price of the denim brand changes. Using such relationship, you can create a prediction algorithm which can help you identify that what could be the price of this denim brand in future. Now to summarize, predictive analytics is the use of data, statistical algorithm and machine learning techniques to identify the likelihood of future outcomes based on historical data. More and more organizations are turning to predictive analytics because they know that if they are able to capture the future trends, or if they are able to identify what can happen in future with respect to a particular KPI, they can plan their actions accordingly. Predictive analytics tools give users deep real-time insights into an almost endless array of business activities. Virtually all predictive analytics adopters use tools provided by one or more external developers. Few of the examples are SAS, R, Python, IBM, and so on. Any industry can use predictive analytics to reduce risk, optimize operation, increase revenue, and many other activities like planning, marketing campaigns, and so on. There are two types of predictive models. One are classification models. A second one is regression model. You use classification model when you have the predefined categories of dependent variable. Otherwise, you will go for regression models. I hope you learned predictive analytics and its applications and why it is used and where it can be used and how it can be utilized in better decision making. Keep learning. Thank you very much.